This is TWiT.
Okay, everyone, you can't say that I don't take a bullet for you sometimes. This past week, I've heard a lot about a particular game that, not gonna lie, I wouldn't have paid much attention to had this show not existed, but the apps and games that appear in Hot to Trot aren't really up to me. It's up to the people, and the people apparently have spoken. Or should I say, the people have screamed, like paparazzi hunting for a photograph of Madonna. The game is called Kim Kardashian Hollywood. Look, I can't help but want to judge a book by its cover. A game with a Kardashian name that's about making it in the Hollywood popularity rat race sounds about as shallow as, I don't know, a puddle in the sun. And let's face it, the game is pretty shallow. It places high importance on the style of your character, your clothes, your hair, all that stuff. I named my dude Art. You know, inspired by Android's new runtime, of course. You strike a friendly relationship with Kim Kardashian from the beginning when you're essentially a nobody in the Hollywood scene. And right from the get-go, she sees potential in you and hooks you up with her manager, a PR agency. You get headshots, all the while holding down a steady job. Though I was surprised to find my guy working in a clothing shop instead of a restaurant. I thought every aspiring D-lister in Los Angeles waited tables. Anyways, each task takes time, and sometimes you're stuck waiting until tomorrow, at which time you must open the game and pick up where you left off, so there's a thread of real time worked into the storyline as well. You must keep your energy levels high so you can complete the tasks that are doled out at every step. You earn cash that can be spent on material things like your wardrobe or furnishings in your apartment. You also earn Kardashian coins that can be traded in for valuable assets. You go on dates, you take care of kittens, you get hounded by your landlord, and hopefully, you ascend the ranks of the Hollywood socialites to become an A-list celebrity. What can I say? I felt a little guilty, not because I was playing it, okay, kind of because of that, but also because, I hate to admit it, it was kind of fun. The story's well written, and it's all laid out in a linear but choose-your-own-adventure sort of way that makes it intriguing. Now, it should be noted that the real Kim Kardashian is likely to make around $85 million this year due to the rising popularity of this game, according to reports. Some are saying this is the next Candy Crush. That's all thanks to the plethora of incentive that you have to drop real cash inside the app to propel your character to greatness. So beware. The power of Kardashian may compel you. Now, I'm not saying you should play Kim Kardashian in Hollywood. I'm just saying that if you choose to, I'm not responsible for the command that it might hold over your D-list life. So beware.